Exciting news! You can now purchase my book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions, simply by clicking the top link in the description. The book is available exclusively on BookBaby, who has been my partner in creating my book. Enjoy the video.
I believe the only true branch of science is science, you know. I don't believe Scientology is real science.
Nobody thinks that Scientology is science.
Yeah, I know. A lot of transgender people do, though, which, like, that's a different kettle of fish, but...
Source.
Yeah. Hey?
Source? For your claim?
No, I've just been on, like, TikTok lots, and they just talk about it. And it's a bit crazy.
Yeah, okay.
But I just checked out your profile quickly, and one of your things is like, one of your videos, it says, where do we come from?
So where I guess, did like, we go? You know, where do we come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Cotton Eye Joe, yeah, that's it. Nah, but like, that's a pretty good thing. Like, you know, the question of where we came from. Like, personally, I believe that we would, you know, sort of genetically played with thousands of years ago to create, you know, human beings as we are today.
That is what Scientology says. I think they say that, well, they say it was millions of years ago, but that's what Scientologists think.
There's a race of extraterrestrials called the Anunnaki.
There isn't.
There are tablets that have been discovered, inscribed in with these things, which is described, you know, these extraterrestrials coming from a planet called Nibiru.
Interesting.
But I mean,
so you do believe in trans people then? Okay.
Well, I acknowledge their existence and I respect them as people.
Yeah, you're a transhumanist. You believe in that.
Look, I'm not one of those Elon Musk freaks that wants to get a brain in my a chip in my brain or anything like that and become a machine or a robot or anything, but
yeah, a brain in your head would be really devastating for your image.
Sure, like a chip in the brain would probably be a lot worse though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure, why not? So what were your science questions? You said you had science questions. So far you've just said that trans people believe in Scientology, which was very dumb. The Anunnaki. So what science questions do you have?
Sure. So science says that, talks about like gender dysphoria and this type of thing. So I believe that to be true. So in that sense, you know, cool. I don't follow Scientology. I mean, why are we here is sort of like the question, isn't it?
Science doesn't really make prescriptive claims like that. It makes descriptive claims. So what kind of like actual scientific questions do you have?
Just trying to get an understanding of it, I guess.
Of what? You haven't really asked
of me how you think we got here.
Evolution.
Evolution, yeah. So yeah, we definitely evolved from cavemen for sure. But before cavemen, weren't. Wait, so you're talking about evolution, but not claiming to believe it?
I'm saying that your understanding of evolution is probably incorrect.
So we didn't evolve from cavemen, is what you're saying?
I don't know what you mean by cavemen. If you think that Neanderthals turned into who we are or what we are. That's not correct. I don't know if Homo heidelbergensis lived in caves. It's possible, but, you know, cavemen, cave dwellers, whatever you want to call them.
I'm talking
about
Neanderthals.
That's probably what we were hundreds of thousands of years ago. And then eventually we all got together and were like, oi, mate, let's build shelters. And then other people were like, crikey, that's a jolly good idea.
Yeah,
and
so
then one of them said,
no,
and then they killed him.
You think they all came from Australia and migrated across the world or what?
No.
Then what are you trying to say? Sorry, I'm be confused.
I just said it in an accent to make it more palatable for you, but so anyways, humans evolved. I think we both agree.
Yep.
Okay, so what questions?
Well, there's also the theory that we evolved from fish. Like, we came out of the ocean as little fish and grew legs and walked. What do you think about
that? That never happened to any human being. That literally never happened.
Well, no, not to a human being, but to our ancestors.
Oh, yeah. At one point, there were no animals that lived on land, and eventually different species migrated to the land. Yeah, that did happen.
Sure. So we evolved from fish that became
monkeys.
No, we
evolved from Homo heidelbergensis. Like we're primates. Our immediate ancestors are not fish.
No, but if the very first life on Earth were from the ocean, all this evolved from the ocean then?
Sure, life in general.
Including us, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So what, you know, Charles Darwin talks about, that sort of just starts off as land animals and mammals. But before this evolution occurred, what there would have been, it would have been from the ocean, these life.
These aren't questions.
And I'm asking you if you think that's true or not.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What other questions do you have?
I guess we talk about the universe a little bit and God.
Sure thing.
Do you believe in God?
Hell no.
Do you believe in the universe?
Yeah.
So a lot of people use these terms sort of meaning the same thing.
Who does that?
So a creator in a sense.
I don't know anybody that does that except for weird woo people that try to pass on like quantum mechanical psychic woo. And try to say everything is a binary of transdivergent properties and the dielectric universe and its properties and a white hole black hole singularity combines to create a consciousness that the universe can then be permeated with. And I fucking cannot stand listening to that kind of idiocy.
So, and. Do you have a consciousness yourself? Do you have
Pretty
a conscious?
Sure.
Pretty sure. Yep. So you believe in consciousness itself?
Yeah.
So we all have this sense of consciousness, you know, from our brains. And then we, you know, have our bodies, which these things are both subjective experiences that we all have. And then there is a non-subjective experience that we all share, and this is, everything that is, ever has been, and ever will be.
So, what questions do you have?
Do you believe we're part of everything that is, ever has been, and ever will be?
Do I think that we exist in the universe? Yes. Do I have any idea what you really meant by that? No. Do you have any idea what you really meant by that?
So yeah,
Also, no.
what I'm saying is that we all have subjective experience and share a part of an infinite mind, an infinite consciousness. That's all I'm trying to get at there.
Do you sell anything?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure.